ఆప్యాయంతు మమాంగాని వాక్ ప్రాణచక్షుః శ్రోత్రమతోబలం ఇంద్రియాణి చ సర్వాణి సర్వం బ్రహ్మోపనిషదం మాహం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకుర్యాం బ్రహ్మ నిరాకరోత్ అనిరాకరణమస్తు అనిరాకరణం మే అస్తు తదాత్మని నిరతే ఉపనిషత్సు ధర్మాః తే మయి సంతు ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. హరి ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరి ఓం. పురుషం సౌమ్యేత హస్తగృహీతం ఆనయంత్య అపహార్షీత్ స్థేయమకార్షీత్ పరశుమస్మై తపతేతి సయతి తస్య కర్తా భవతి తత ఏవానృతమాత్మానం కురుతే సో అనృతాభిసంధ్యః అనృతేనాత్మానమంతర్ధాయ పరశుం తప్తం ప్రతిగృహ్ణాతి సదహ్యతే అథ హన్యతే అథ యతి తస్యా కర్తా భవతి తత ఏవ సత్యమాత్మానం కురుతే స సత్ సత్యాభిసంధః సత్యేనాత్మానమంతర్ధాయ పరశుం తప్తం ప్రతిగృహ్ణాతి స న దహ్యతేథ ముచ్యతే స యథా తత్ర నాదాహ్యేతైతదాత్మ్యమిదం సర్వం తత్సత్ స ఆత్మా తత్త్వమసి శ్వేతకేతో ఇతి తద్ధాస్య విచక్షణ Vijñāviti
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 Vijñāviti.
So this is the last chapter of the Tuttamasi Mahavakya analysis. So the first mantra: if I am Jiva is a fact, then you test yourself by touching the Tapta Parashu. Tapta Parashu means the heated axe. Means the Tapta Parashu here is the world. World is the as good as heated axe. If you are holding the truth, it will protect you. The truth will protect what you are holding on. Aham Brahmasmi. So Tattvamasi Upadesha, you are that Brahman is the Upadesha, teaching. But you cannot say the teacher Tattvamasi. So an answer, you know. Teacher is saying Tattvamasi, you are that. But you cannot answer the teacher saying you are that. So what is the understanding of the student? Aham Brahma Asmi. So this Aham Brahma Asmi, this is the truth. Holding on to the truth, we touch the Tapta Parashu, or we hold on to the Tapta Parashu called the world. Because of the truth protect you. So you will not be burnt. So this is the example here. Otherwise all three tapas will come, adidevikam, adibhautikam, adhyatmika tapas will burn you. All the sufferings, the hands of God, there are certain things we have no control. Hurricane, tsunami. So we don't know when it comes, when it hits you, where it hits. There are people who suddenly lost everything in no time. So that Adi Devikam, Adi Bhautikam, surrounding also riots, some kind of a terrorist attack and things like that comes. So also we don't know. Or the place where always fight is going on, like Arab countries, something or other always there. So such unrest is there. Or everything is good, but mentally, our own atma, our own mind gives problem. I don't know why I am studying this early morning, getting up, coming to this class. Whether Atma there or not, what does it matter? Such thought comes to your mind suddenly from nowhere. And once that thought comes, everything is gone. No interest, you are not available in the class. So these are all adhyatmika tapas. These things are because of our papas, you see. So we are holding on to what? Anirdam. Asatyam, that is, the world is real. This is the untruth. If you hold on to that, then you will get all these sufferings. But when you hold on to what? I am that Brahman. Iti Bhava. See, brother, the Panchadashi also, our Vidyarani Swami says, whether you know or not Brahman, you say you are Brahman. So this tapas, he says, it will take you there eventually. It doesn't matter whether you know Brahman or not. But if you keep on reminding yourself that I am Brahman, you will get there. Because that is your nature. It is not a self-hypnotism. So self-hypnotism is that the world is real is hypnotism. We have to get out of that. there is a beautiful, there is a Brahmabhyasa he talks about. There is a Brahmabhyasa. So that topic he talks about this. And then he says, you read all the Puranas also. So that also come under Brahmabhyasa. Why? Because in the meditation seat, mind wants some varieties. The mind doesn't want to hold on to one thought, because this you must have tried. Holding on to one thought is difficult for the mind. It wants varieties. So the mind is asked to revel in the stories of Bhagavan. So then what happened? You are not deviating from Lord, but at the same time you are giving some varieties to the mind to wander around. So this way mind is also kept entertained, but at the same time it is not going away from the thought of God. So this is also he advises as one of the Brahmabhyasa. So if it doesn't protect you, means we are holding on to untruth. Not only dakhyate, Lord puts you in jail also. Samsara karagrihe, Bhagavan throws us. So this samsara is a karagraha. That's why Bhagavan was born in karagraha, you see. See, when you want to release somebody from the karagraha, you know, sometimes some policemen pretend themselves, some FBI people, you know, they pretend themselves, they make some crime and get themselves go into the jail to analyze that person who has gone inside and find out who is the ringleader, etc. You know, the same way, Bhagavan himself become a jailer, you know, the jailbird. And then he releases everybody from there. The karagraha is a symbolic. Like our Naraji. So Naraji's story also very interesting. Valmiki was a dacoit. So when Naraji was going there, he asked, hey, give everything. So I said, I have nothing, you can check. So then he said, you have a veena, inside you must be hiding something. Okay, look at it. So he said, nothing is there. Then Naraji asked, what are you doing? Don't you know this papa that you commit, you have to go to hell. You will suffer yourself. No, I'm doing it for my 5 children. They will share my papa. I don't think so, he said. So how can you say that? Go and ask. He said, you want to run away from me. So you tie me. So Narada was tied to a tree. Then he went and asked, see, here sadhu's sambhava, you see. Himself goes into bandhanam to release somebody from bandhanam. You see, that is the beauty here. So samsara karagrihe, you will be thrown. Then finally embraces death. Whereas the one who hold on to truth, he is not burned by these 3 tapas, means he is protected by the strength of truth, which is Tattvamasi. Now this is the truth. He is released, muchyate, due to... So, because the fire become cool for him. Like Sitaji was not burned. Sitaji, when she prayed to Agni Devata, Hanumanji was not burned. So she said, may this fire become cool to him. So because of her prayers to Agni Bhagavan, Hanumanji was protected. And not only that, when she herself entered into the fire, Agni could not burn her because she held on to the truth. Because her vow, Padivritya Dharma, protected her. So in Sanskrit, there are some games, you see. Olden days. A king will give one sentence, the scholars have to complete it. That is the game. So one king gave one line and the scholars have to fill in the rest. The best will be rewarded. So the king gave one line. What is that? Utasana chandana panka sheetalaha. Utasana means fire. Fire became cool, like sandal paste. Utasana chandana panka sheetalaha. Like chandana sheetalaha. Cool like the sandal paste. And this is to be filled. Three lines to be added. So one person, one scholar, he wrote Sutam patantam prasamiksya pavake nabodhaya masapatim pativrata tathapi tasya pati bhakti gauravat utasana chandana panga sheetala. Beautiful. So his husband was lying on the lap of his wife. He was in deep sleep. And they have a small child and he was about to get caught by the fire. He must be playing in the kitchen. She wanted to remove the child but did not want to wake up her husband. Due to her devotion to her husband, Pativrata. Na bodhaya masa patim Pativrata. Sutam patantam prasamiksha panchake bhavake. So she saw that the child is about to get burned. But she didn't want to wake up her husband out of devotion to her husband. Tathapi dasya patipatti gauravat. Because of her, the strength of her padibhakti, utasana chandana panga sidala. Child touched the fire but nothing happened. Due to the power of her padivrata dharma, so too with the strength of truth, he will be protected. So, that's why there is a Patmavatra Mivambasa. No, Bhagavan also said that. So even though you are in this world, you will not be touched by the world. Because this person is holding on to truth. Na adahyeta, not burned. Idam sarvam. All this world has etadatmyam. Has that for the self. That means tat, tat satyam, that is the truth. So, there is only one satyam in this world and that satyam is you. Sat is you. What is that knowing which? The question was, what is that knowing which? Everything else is known. Atma vijnane sarva vijnanam bhavati. Without knowing yourself, knowing everything, else is not going to make you complete. We are not saying useless, but it will not make you complete. Therefore, it is that without Ram, no Aram. Bina Ram, no Aram. Yes, Setuketu is not asking his father to repeat in this one. So, the father has repeated 8 times, but here he is not asking. He understood. Shvetaketu did not say anything. Ta dhyasya vijetnyau. Shvetaketu grasped. Now, Shruti repeats here that to show that adhyaya upasamharartham. So, just to show that this teaching is over. So the Shruti repeats. And it is said, 6th chapter of Chandogya Upanishad, the Brahman is called Sat. So we call it as Sat Vidya. Mundaka Upanishad, Aksharam, The term used for Brahman is Acharam Brahman. In Mandukya Upanishad, Turiyam is used for Brahman. In Chandogya Upanishad, the next chapter, 7th chapter also, Brahma Vidya is given. There, the Brahman is termed as Bhuma Vidya. All are Brahman, but why change name? Because if you use the same name, next chapter you don't attend, that is why. Thus, this chapter is called Satvidya Upakhyanam. Now, before we complete this chapter, Shankaracharya makes some comments. As you know, all Upanishads are important. In the Chandogya, even though the whole Chandogya Upanishad is important, but among the whole Chandogya, the 6th chapter is important. And in that, most important statement is Tattvamasi. Among Vedas, all Vedas are important, but among Vedas it is said Yajurveda is important. Now among Yajurveda, Rudra Suktam is important. And in the Rudra Suktam, Om Namah Shivaya is important. Among all literature, Kavya is the best literature. Among Kavyas, Shakuntalam is the best. In Shakuntalam, the 4th chapter is the best. In that, there are 4 verses. They say it is best. I don't know, I have not read that. In Ramayana, there are 24,000 verses. Because Valmiki Ramayana represents Gayatri. Gayatri has got 24 letters, so 24,000 verses he has written. All verses are important, but among those 24,000 verses, one verse they consider the most important. And in that verse also, one word is considered very important. You must be curious now which one.
That has to be Rama. Huh? Rama, right?
Ramam Dasharatam Vithi. Mam Vithi Janagatmajam. Ayodhya Tatavim Vithi Ishtatata Yathasukham. Subhitra, when Lakshmana was leaving for the forest with Rama, she gave this advice. Look upon Rama as Dasharatha. Amam Dasharatham Vithi. Mam Vithi Janagatmaja. Look upon Sitaji as myself. Now this Mam Vithi is considered the most important word. Look upon your sister-in-law as myself, mother. Ayodhya Atavim Vithi. Atavi, the forest is like your Ayodhya only. Thus live happily. So like this, like this, our acharyas make some statement to bring our focus into something important. So regarding this Mahavakyam, our acharya, Shankaracharya, makes some remarks here. So, number one is, in our tradition, Veda is a pramanam, source or means of knowledge. Sapta pramanam is considered the ultimate pramanam to know the truth. All other pramanams are used for knowing what is in the world, material things. But Shabda Pramanam alone can reveal that which cannot be revealed by other Pramanas. This is number one point. Second point, there are many means of knowledge each one having its own field. For example, eyes are the means for knowing one particular field, that is form and color. It cannot function in any other field. So eyes cannot hear, or the ears cannot see. That's why in Tulsidas Ramayana there is a beautiful episode. Ramchandraji went to this Janakpuri and stayed one night there, and second day Guru told him to bring some flowers from the garden. And both brothers went to pluck flowers. That time Sitaji was also there with the other side of the garden with her sakhis. One of the sakhis went looking for something, and suddenly she happened to see Ramchandraji. And looking at Bhagavan's beauty, you know, it is Brahma Darshanam. She got automatically paralyzed actually. She didn't know what to do. She was shivering with excitement. And with that mood, she ran to Sitaji. She asked, "What happened to you?" Her answer is very interesting. She says, "The problem is I cannot explain." Why? Because what I saw is, who has seen it? The one who has seen it is, the eyes are the one who has seen it. The eyes which has seen that Lord or the form, unfortunately the eyes cannot speak. And the one who can speak is my speech. The speech has not seen it. So how do I explain? What a beautiful expression this. No, this is Brahma Vidya. See, Tulsidas, with little things, you know, he has given so much depth. It may look very simple, but if you think about it, it is so beautiful. So, this, every pramana that we have, means sense organs that we have, it function only certain field, limited field. Now, in that field, that pramana is valid. Like, suppose I say, now eyes are the one reports to you, this is the color, this is a form. Now, the ears cannot validate that or negate that. See, or tongue cannot validate or negate. Because ultimate, what is that? Pratyaksha pramana. So I have seen it with my eyes. So, that is the one means of knowledge cannot function in a particular field, or one pramanam cannot validate or invalidate another means of knowledge. Okay, understood. Because when I say this is the form and color, the tongue cannot refute it, or ears cannot refute it, or the touch cannot refute it, or any other sense organ cannot refute it, because it is it, that is the function of the eyes. That pramana is ultimate. So eyes gives the knowledge of color, the ears cannot validate or invalidate or contradict that knowledge. Now, what are you getting at? The point Bhagavan makes is, whatever knowledge given by one pramanam, it is valid knowledge by itself. No verification necessary. Okay. This is the basis of argument, okay. Now, he is developing it to prove, since Veda is a pramanam, and therefore Vedanta also is a pramanam, whatever I understand from the Upanishad is a valid knowledge. It does not require any further verification. Because Shabda Pramana is the valid means for knowing the truth. And that being so, when Upanishads makes a statement, it is a valid statement. You don't have to verify that. Like your eyes makes a statement, this is the color, this is the form. You don't have to verify with other means of knowledge. It is not possible. It is not considered valid the same way. Shabda Pramana, when it makes, the Upanishad makes the statement that you are Tattvamasi, that thou art, you don't have to prove with other means of knowledge. It is, itself is a valid knowledge. But generally we think that Vedanta gives theory and then we have to work on it, and to make it valid, we have to do something to prove its validity. Through meditation, etc. So first we hear, and with, that's why in Upanishad also they quote, Atmava are shrotavyaha mandavyaha nididhyasitavyaha ityadi. So we think that we collect knowledge, then we have to sit down and reflect upon it, and then in the meditation seat alone, we realize the truth. So there are, that means what? We have to verify the statement, Aham Brahmasmi or Tattvamasi. If you think that there need to be an experience to validate, then the Vedanta Pramana becomes false. Because Pramana you don't believe. What is that? I have to experience it. I know I am Brahman, but I have no experience. Now this is the thinking. But Vedanta says, after understanding the teaching of Vedanta, there is nothing else to be done. Either you understand or you don't understand. There is nothing in between. So, Tattvamasi does not need any more verification. It itself is the proof. Vedanta does not come under the field of other pramanas like the mind or intellect. The mind is also a pramana, because with mind we know so many things, intellect also we know so many things. So these are all instruments of knowledge. But Vedanta doesn't come under those pramanas. It exclusively talk about Chaitanya, which our other pramanas cannot reach. Mind cannot reach. Intellect cannot reach. This me, the Chaitanyam, no pramana can talk about or know about. It has to be known only through Shabda Pramana. Okay, but they say, Purvaksha is there in this. Understanding is something and realization is another. So Vedanta says it is not so. Understanding itself is the realization of truth. The very fact that you want to experience it itself shows you are not understood. Now the question is, now we are learning Vedanta, we get only intellectual knowledge. How can intellectual knowledge be final knowledge? That's a question. Okay. Then which knowledge is final? Question over the question. Then they say final knowledge is experiential knowledge. That means generally we talk about two types of knowledge. One is experiential knowledge, another is intellectual knowledge. Jnanam, vijnanam, the two words are there used. Jnanam is intellectual knowledge, vijnanam is experiential knowledge. By listening to Vedanta, we get only jnanam, means intellectual knowledge. And vijnanam is experience based. So, you are with me? Shaking all the foundation now, right? So far, whatever you thought, that is being shaken. No, there is a beginning, like that only, a self-unfoldment level, we have to go by that, Tattva-bodha level. But when you come to Tattvamasi Mahavakya, the whole thing has to be changed, structure has to be changed. Thinking. Otherwise, you may hear 100 times Tattvamasi, but nothing will happen to us. That is because this fixation is there in our mind. I have to experience it, I have to experience it. So, all knowledge belongs to intellect only. To know everything, what equipment we have, we only intellect. No other equipment in us is capable of knowing except intellect. Therefore, all knowledges are intellect based, including Vedanta. There is nothing called non-intellectual knowledge. Means non-experiential knowledge. Jnanam. Now, when I hear a horn of a car, I get an inferential knowledge of a car, isn't it? You don't see it. It's not experiential, but it is inferential. It's not experienced. I have not seen the car. It is a non-experiential knowledge. Therefore, what we generally say, intellectual knowledge means, by study of Vedanta, we get a non-experiential knowledge. Book knowledge, non-experiential knowledge. Words give non-experiential knowledge. Book gives non-experiential knowledge. Then what gives experiential knowledge? Experience. Words equal to jnanam. Experience gives realization. Experience means realization. Called vijnanam means sakshatkaram. Therefore, the study of scripture can never be final. This is the general conclusion, contention. Words do not give experiential knowledge. This must be the Purvapakshakara. Okay. In Vedanta itself, there are, you know, two schools. One school in Vedanta says we have to listen and then meditate, then realize the truth. Another school says no. The teaching itself, you have to realize the truth. Meditation is for something else. Now Vedanta refutes this general condition, contention, jnanam and vijnanam. We say generally words do not give experiential knowledge. This is a general rule. Now for this apavada is, there is an exceptional rule. Everything there is an exception. But words also can give experiential knowledge. Words can give jnanam and vijnanam also. And Vedanta comes under this exceptional rule. How is that? Vedanta comes under this exceptional rule. When the object of description is far away, words can give you only non-experiential knowledge. When the object of description is far away, then the words can give you only non-experiential knowledge. But when the object of description is already intimately experienced and available, then the words can give you experiential knowledge. Then and there. Because object is all the time experienced. Paroksha vishaye shabda jnanam paroksham. Aparoksha vishaye shabda jnanam aparoksham. Aparoksham, you know what word, right? Paraksham means through others eye. Then why don't you say pratyaksham? Why this, you know, catching the nose like, you know. In wedding also, when the husband want to put the kumkum, you know, they don't put like that. They go like this. You know. I still don't know why. But there's a reason. If it is pratyaksha, means you understand it is through the eyes, ear, nose, etc. Again it becomes an object. Here aparoksha it is. It is not through others' eye or pramana. It is your own self. There is no other means required. I exist, I don't want somebody to consult and tell me I exist, I know. So, karadala amlavat spashti bhavishyati. Now, Bhagavan Parshikara quotes a story of Karna. Karna was brought up by Ratha. Rathe, so he was known as Ratheya. He himself thought that I am Ratheya and went through all kinds of insult in his life. And only person supported because of his ability as a warrior. Duryodhana wanted somebody equal to Arjuna, so he promoted Karna. And when the Mahabharata war was declared, when Karna was, actually Bhishma Pitamaha knew who Karna was. So he kept him away from the war. As long as Bhishma was there, Karna was not allowed to enter into the battlefield. That was a condition. Karna was upset, but when Bhishma Pitama fell down in the battlefield, Karna came to visit him. At that time, he called him Kaunteya. He was surprised. Actually, he was looking for his mother for a long time. In fact, he got a darshan of his father also, Surya Bhagavan. Even he did not reveal to him. But finally, the day Karna was entering the battlefield, Kunti could not take it anymore. He's a mother. She went and, because early morning Karna had this particular habit, after he takes bath, he come out of his shower. He gives dana to whoever comes there. She knew that. She went and approached him, asked of him, I want something. What is that you want? So he addressed her, Queen, you are a queen belonging to Rajakutumba, and I am what? A charioteer son. What can I give to you? She said, I want my son back. What are you saying? Where is your son? You are my son. You are not Ratheya. You are Kaunteya. Now this is called Tattvamasi Mahavakya. Shashta Putra. Now, when she said, you are Kaunteya, that knowledge is immediate, and afterwards to confirm or clarify, he may ask questions and remove the habitual thinking of Radheya. He has to meditate. In order to remove the habitual thinking of Radheya, he has to meditate. Old habits die hard. So, Viparyaya Pratibandha. To remove the Pratibandha alone, this meditation is advised. Samshayam, doubt will go through Mananam. But no problem for experience, because I am Shashtaputra. Because he is Karna, non-conviction can be fixed by listening to the Shastra repeatedly. Don't stop listening. Because you think that one, okay, Upanishad I heard, I understood. No. Avagati paryantam sravanam kuryat. You have to continuously hear. Because mind is very difficult to handle. It needs only one fraction of a second to slip. Once the doubts are removed, the truth becomes very clear. Tattvamasi gives that aparoksha jnanam. What we require is understanding of Vedanta. Vedanta Vakya itself gives realization. There is no need of waiting for experience. Mananam removes doubts. Dhyanam removes habitual idea of I am this body, I am sorrowful, I am small. These kind of inhibitions, fixations, all those things will be removed by meditation. Now, the other schools of thought like Vishishtadvaita, Dvaita, they say this Tattvamasi Mahavakya is a casual statement. Not a serious statement. Sometimes statement can be casual. Like we write in marriage invitation, please come with your family and friend earlier than the wedding day. You don't mean it. They're all casual, only as a courtesy. So too, Vishishtadvaita and others say that this Tattvamasi is only an Arthavada. It is only a casual statement. Now, in our Sampradaya tradition, there is a system. How do you know that the Shruti is serious or not? So, through Mimamsa analysis. So, there are Shat Lingas are there. Upakrama Upasamhara Abhyaso Purvatapalam Arthavadopapatti cha Lingam Tatparya Nirnayet. So, six factors are to be taken into consideration to arrive at the Tatparya, whether it is a serious sentence or it is a casual sentence. Now, the sixth chapter itself, if you look at it, Tattvamasi Mahavakya analysis throughout. So, Upakrama and Upasamhara, beginning and end. So, beginning talked about Brahman and end also talked about Brahman. Sadeva Saumya Idamakra Asit. And that Sat is you. This is the topic. So, topic is consistent. Like in Bhagavad Gita also, you say, Ashochyananya Shochastam Pratyavadam Chabashase Gatasuna Gatasuncha. Na anushochanti pandita. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tva sarva vapebhyo mokshayishyami ma shucha. Do not grieve. So started with do not grieve, ended also with do not grieve. So yes. Again, Bhagavad Gita start with what? Dharma Kshetre Kuru Kshetre Samaveta Yutsavaha Mamaka Pandavascheva Kima Kurvata Sanjaya. So Dharma is the first word used. Then Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja Aham Tva Sarva Bhavebhyo Mokshayishyami Vasu. No, not that one. That is Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna Yatra Parthodhan Uttara Tatra Shri Vijayor Bhute Dhruva Nitir Madir Mama. So, Mama Dharma. So, it is consistent. Upakrama Upasamhara. That is one test. Second factor is Abhyasa. Repetition. Whatever is repeated is serious. When something is serious, we tend to repeat. If it is casual, one will not repeat. So, we have 8 times Tattvamasi Mahavakya is repeated. So, it is not a casual statement. Abhyasa. 9 times. Right? Therefore, it is most important. Then, Apurvata. So, any pramanam should have a knowledge which is unique. Not accessible through other pramana. So every pramana is unique, isn't it? Eyes are unique, ears are unique, the skin is unique, tongue is unique, everything is unique, nose is unique. So that cannot be replaced by other pramana. And here, I am that Brahman is a knowledge which is not accessible to any other means of knowledge. Science will not say you are Brahman. Not yet. So therefore, Apurvata is there. Then fourth is Phalam, benefit is given. A casual statement will not have much value. Here the Phalam is what? Jivan Mukti. Liberation while living from all bondages. So Phalam also there. Then Arthavada. Glorification also there. This knowledge, glory. Ashrutam sudam bhavati, sarvatyo bhavati. He become omniscient, avijnatam vijnatam bhavati. This kind of statements are there. So, he become omniscient. He will come to know everything. So, eka vijnane sarva vijnanam bhavati. So, if you know this, you know everything. This kind of a the, what do you call that, arthavatti, exaggeration. See, arthavada, glorification is, it's not that if you know Brahman, you know everything. Means you don't know nuclear science and all that. They're not possible. Or you start speaking in all languages. That is also not possible. Jivan Mukta Purusha also needs translator. Otherwise, he will not be knowing. So it's not that once you know this, you know everything. That is not the meaning here. It's not a superficial meaning. So therefore, it is called arthavada, glorification. But once you know this, you will not have a desire to know anything else. That is the thing. But otherwise what? If I know this, why do you want to know all other things, all the branches of knowledge? What do you want to know? Because if I know this, this is better for me. It will give me better security. That's why certain specialization if you do, and if you don't get job in that field, then what do? You change that specialization. You do something else. So what is that? SAT, not SAT, SAP, SAP. So generally the IT people, they think that this one I specialize, I will get a job. So SAP they do. If that doesn't work, then something else they do. So this is because we want security, isn't it? But here, having known Brahman, that thought will not be there. You'll never be insecure. That's the idea. The sixth one is upapatti cha, logic, reasoning. Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam bhavati. It is not said casually, but with logic. It was proved through knowing clay, all the forms made of clay is as well known. Karanam alone appear in the form of karyam. Therefore, knowing karanam, all the karyas are known. All these six factors support the statement tattvamasi. That it is a serious statement, not a casual statement. If you have not understood, listen again. Like Swetaketu. If not this life, next life. Continue. So this is the tatparyam, this is the analysis. With that, Bhagavan Bhashyakara concludes his commentary. We also conclude here. Om Purnamadam Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadayah Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Pyo Namah. Hari Om. Seventh chapter also good. Homa Vidya, Bharati, Narada, Sanvada is there. Sanat Kumara, Sanata.
Read the first verse. Read the first verse again.
Oh, yes. Right. Oh, the first mantra will. Om Shvetaketu.
Om Shvetaketu.
Aruneya.
Aruneya.
Asa.
Asa.
Tamhapito vacha.
Tamhapito vacha.
Shvetaketu.
Shvetaketu.
Asa brahmacharyam.
Asa brahmacharyam.
Navai somya.
Navai somya.
Asmat kulina.
Asmat kulina.
Ananuchya.
Ananuchya.
Brahma banduriva.
Brahma banduriva.
Avatiti.
Avatiti.
Brahma bandhu. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om.
Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.
Say a few words about tomorrow.
Tomorrow we'll have meditation class. Tattvamasi Mahavakya, we have to sink into us, right?
If you want to bring your other family and friends, you're welcome to bring them. This is Saturday. If you're not coming in the night, tomorrow, if you want to offer your Guru Dakshana to somebody, you're welcome.
Yes, it's a must.